This is VOA News via remote. I'm Chris Belchin. A dire shortage of hospital beds is prompting more lockdowns across the state of California. The California Department of Public Health says intensive care unit capacity has fallen below 15% in Southern California and a large swath of the Central Valley. That triggers new measures, which include strict closures for businesses and new controls on other activities. They take effect on Sunday evening and remain in place for at least 3 weeks, meaning the lockdown will cover the Christmas holiday. The two regions are home to more than half of California's population. The measures are also going into effect in 5 San Francisco Bay Area counties. Russian authorities have been distributing the country's coronavirus vaccine Sputnik V for people in high-risk groups at 70 medical facilities across Moscow. The advanced trial of the vaccine is still ongoing, but the shots had already been offered to people from high-risk groups. President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday ordered the government to start large-scale vaccination in Russia by the end of next week, with medical workers and teachers the first in line. The vaccine received the go-ahead after being tested on only several dozen people. That's drawn criticism at home and abroad. Health experts say the vaccine needs to complete advanced studies among tens of thousands of people to ensure safety and effectiveness. Russia ranks fourth in the world in coronavirus infections with more than 2.4 million, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. U.S.-based Pfizer and Germany-based BioNTech are set to introduce a vaccine next week. Following its approval recently by Britain, the two drug makers could receive U.S. approval later this month. Bahrain became the second country to approve emergency use of the vaccine after Britain, and that is, of course, the Pfizer vaccine. This is VOA News.